good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And today, again, I want to give a special thank you for Beth Ann of CSC Talk Radio for sharing her time with us while Pastor Butch is gone for the next 2 weeks. She'll be here today and next week on Tuesdays and Thursday. And again, I want to thank her for joining us, and we will be bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, July 16th, 2020. Good afternoon, Beth.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a lot of fun, Melody. It's always good to be with you.
It is fun. Well, you know, Pastor Butch is going to come back, and the first thing he's going to say is, well, did you miss me?
And you'll say yes.
And I'll say yes. But it has been fun. Pastor Butch, who? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Do you?
We like Pastor Butch.
We do. We do. And everybody will tell him what I said, and we gave him a hard time. But again,
no,
I enjoy these programs.
I
enjoy you joining the program for these couple weeks. So it means a lot.
Well, it means, I'm glad you asked me. I'm having fun doing them.
And it means also gold is down a little bit today. So
well,
those of you
fault,
who are waiting
it?
For gold to have a little bit of a kickback so you could come in and buy, you have gold down $15.70 today at $17.95.80. Silver is down 36 cents, but still at $19.17. Platinum was down $9 at $827. But old palladium was up $21 at $2,069. The USDX today was stronger by 0.29 at 96.34. Crude oil was down 48 cents at 40.72. And let's get to the paper markets here. The Dow, you know, they were higher, then they took a little bit of a reversal. And the Dow was down 135 points, 26,734. The NASDAQ was down 76.66, three sixes in a row, 76.66, 10,473. The S&P was down 10 at 3,215. 10-year yield, 0.61%. Hong Kong was down 2%. I guess they didn't like what President Trump signed yesterday. And let's see what else there is. You know, it's pretty much the same. It's, you know, all about the virus. Although what I did notice today, there's been a lot of layoffs. And the Las Vegas casino company, Boyd Gaming, they're laying off over 6,000 workers in 10 states. This is, it will impact at least 25% of their almost 25,000 employees. So a total 6,000 cuts. Let's see if I can bring up any additional information. This was out by the USA Today. Boyd is best known for the Fremont Hotel, California Hotel and Casino, Gold Coast, Sam's Town, Suncoast, and the Orleans Resort in Las Vegas. And while they've been able to reopen most of their properties since they were shut down, they're still facing significant restrictions on their business. So they said it was a difficult, of course it's a difficult decision, but the company layoffs were at the lower end of the projection, so there might be more coming. So that was one group today. There was another group that I saw, JCPenney.
I mean, yeah, they're not doing well.
No, they're not, but they're going to close another 152 stores. And that cuts 1,000 jobs. Delta,
wow.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday. This is just a recap, but they're planning to write off up to $3.3 billion on buyouts and early retirements. Let's see. So the unemployment just continues to, and these are jobs that just aren't coming back and allowing us to have that V-shaped recovery.
Yeah.
And these numbers, we really won't have the impact of what really has happened in the shutdown of our economy and of the globe for heading into the fall, heading into the elections. You might see some pickup coming maybe in August, but and there's talk that, the economy is going to decide 2020. I don't think it will this time, but that's what it always has been in the past. But I'm not quite sure, Beth, if it's going to be the economy.
Think it's going to be the violence?
You know what? I'm not sure there's going to be any. I think this country has just been so divided, and I think people are going to vote on that division.
One way or the other.
Yeah, they're going to vote on that division.
Wow.
And that's what it's all
about.
I think
you're probably right. I was reading something today. American Greatness has a great number of writers there, and I'm not sure if I can even find that article. I was just kind of skimming through it. But he was talking about how confident can we be of a victory in November. And he went on and on. He said, the one thing about them is their articles are always so very, very long. I hardly have time to read them. Basically, he was kind of saying the same thing. He doesn't have a lot of hope, but he thinks that many people do, those that are the silent majority that are sitting at home just kind of waiting and watching. They're not the ones being counted. And he said he hopes that's the truth, but I don't know. I think it's like you. I think we're so divided that it's just unreal. And we have financial issues, and today, crying Chuck Schumer has a bill that's coming out from the Democrat side, $350 billion plan to fight systemic racism in America. It's called the Economic Justice Act. And I put beside it, woohoo. It's like, buy everybody's kindness, I guess.
Do you have any details on that? Or?
Oh, let's see. Not a lot of details. It says the Economic Justice Act calls for 10 major investments over the next 5 years to help communities of color with child care, health care, jobs programs, infrastructure improvements, and housing assistance. Don't we already do that?
I thought.
And I said, well, because the Dems don't think anybody, especially the people of color, can survive on their own, which is such a slap in the face. So Senate Democrats framed their proposal as a down payment on calls to address systemic racism, economic disparities that have been spotlighted in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic and the death of George Floyd. There's a growing movement underway for Congress to tackle the disparities through slavery reparations to African Americans. Are they going to have to prove that they came from a slave descendant? Yeah. Because not all of them did.
Mm-mm. I said, if our government pays reparations, that is the day I stop paying taxes.
Yeah, because it's wrong.
Because it's wrong.
It's just wrong. And
I mean,
it's the wrong direction
enough that
for
taxes
everyone.
Taxes go to Planned Parenthood that I don't approve of. It's against my belief, my religious belief. My other taxes, property, and everything. Most of my taxes go to programs that I don't approve of,
don't
and so forth.
In.
And somewhere you got to draw the line.
You do. You do. Not only that, but they're fussing. You had said when I was on Tuesday and shared it with my audience on Wednesday that some of these bailout monies from the virus attack went to some Chinese companies that happened to be squatting here in the United States, and that's probably a poor choice of words, but I know that Planned Parenthood did too, and they're already getting 40% of their revenue from tax dollars. So why did they need anything?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. They throw money around, and it's not there to throw.
No.
You know, it's, you know, and this probably, I don't know, probably some form of it will pass because everybody wants to make everybody happy.
Well, you know, I'm not, I don't believe we have systemic racism.
I don't either.
I mean,
I don't
believe that at all. And is there hate? Yeah, there's a lot of hate out there. But I don't believe it's, and it irritated me. I was reading a report, and I don't even recall what it was. But then they always have to give the breakout of how it affects the African American, how it affects women, how it affects Latinos. And I just like, stop. This is about Americans. I'm tired of having all of these reports broken down per segment. It's like, no, stop it. I don't want to break it up anymore. Because if it's hurting one group, it's hurting everybody.
That's right. You know, I have to go back and remember things. And I don't remember a lot. I'm getting to that point in my life. But this didn't happen too long ago. And it popped up on my feed again today. And it's a tweet that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out. And this is the real reason for some of the stuff that's going on. It's vital the governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from this president.
She wrote that?
She wrote it. She tweeted it. And then she deleted it. But somebody caught it before she did. There it is. That's exactly their... That's why these mayors and governors are keeping chaos and shutting down. I didn't realize, and perhaps you did, and I was going to look it up, but my guest today on my show was saying that there was 22 states that are not allowed into New York right now. So here they scolded President Trump for not, you know, when he stopped travel from China and other places, and here we have within our states where the governors are not allowing certain people to come in.
But when I said that could be a good thing.
You think that's a good thing?
Sometimes.
Well, I think it's maybe we should just keep New York out of everybody else. But
there you go. And we have a lot of New York listeners, and we love you.
We do love New York listeners. We have them on CSC Talk Radio, too.
Actually, New York is a beautiful state.
You know, I've not been there, and it is a beautiful state. And my guest today was from New York. It was Liberty Tabletop that helps advertise on the show, and we like to talk about different things with them. And we were talking about some of that going on. But I go back and I remember when Hillary Clinton said, you remember her, don't you? Hillary Clinton said, you can't have civil. You can't be civil with a party that wants to destroy what you stand for. You remember that? That was an interview of hers right after they just tried to butcher poor Kavanaugh.
She said so many dumb things. I'm sorry.
But you look what the Democrat Party has been doing.
Yes.
It has been wreaking anything but civility or whatever you want to call it in this nation since President Trump was elected. There's been no calm. He had no, you know, you at least get a couple of weeks or a couple of months or 1 year of honeymoon. He didn't get any because they didn't want him there. And it wasn't just the Democrats. But there's been no civil rest in this nation since the Democrats lost the election. And they're keeping it going. That's my opinion. They're keeping it going.
They are.
They have to.
But I mean, I do believe it's both sides. And and no disrespect, but President Trump doesn't have a good record of trying to unite either. And, you know, a lot of people, I can't tell you how many people have told me this on a daily basis. I just wish he would stop talking. Just stop talking.
Just do the job we hired you to do. But I read an article the other day. They said, I'm glad he does that because he keeps them all distracted while I can go and do my own stuff.
I don't know if that's what happens, but if it does, that's a good thing.
That wasn't a politician. That was somebody that was claiming what we need to be doing is taking control of our own little communities, and they were right. In a lot of cases, if he didn't tweet and didn't do some of that, we wouldn't know what was going on. We just wouldn't know it.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know what he tweets that we don't know.
Well, I'll go back a few years when he was tweeting about some of the immigration issues. If he hadn't been tweeting those,
he did bring
some
that
of us
to
wouldn't
table.
Have even have known about those particular... What's that?
He did bring that to the table and to the front, absolutely. Yeah. And that's how he got elected, so yes. Kudos.
Well, this was
there.
After he was elected, though.
Yes, yeah.
And, yeah,
that's
so...
True.
Some things we wouldn't know. Sometimes I wished he wouldn't, but I think he just does it to kind of goad him. Mm-hmm. that's in his nature. I guess New Yorkers are tough like that. That's what they say. That's a New Yorker in him. I don't know.
Well, what do you think of what is his chances of being reelected?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to win by landslide.
Okay.
I do. Now, there's a part of me that says, you should never say that. But I don't know. I'm very disappointed in America right now as far as how the people are reacting and not reacting to things. Yeah. The pandemic, the rioting that they're calling mostful peaceful protests. It's obvious that the media, including Fox, don't tell us all the truth. So we have to really use great discernment and sift through the things that we get. And even then, I'm not sure if we know the truth. Things are being hidden from us. And I think that Trump is the only one that's trying to expose it. And he's only got 4 years, and if they do what they did to him this time, I don't know if he'll get anything done again. Obviously, won't have to worry about being reelected, but I don't know what's after that. You and I both talked on Tuesday about will we ever be able to restore this republic, and I have a fear deep down inside it'll never be the freedom of a republic like our founding fathers envisioned, because people are spoiled and they want these social programs that cost $350 billion.
Yes. Hey, Beth, I hear the music. That means we're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I really want to thank everyone who supports Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And when you tell me that you get the newsletters, you enjoy reading them, and it means something, because, you know, there's sometimes it's always nice to know that it's making a difference. I mean, even though we've been doing this for 25 years, there isn't a day that doesn't go by that you kind of wonder if it is making a difference. And of course, everyone that purchases from Discount Gold and Silver, you know, we support other educational programs, and that helps to spread the word. It helps to wake up people, and that's how we can make a difference. So again, thank you. We've got the great prices for gold and silver, but you just have to make that decision to get out of that paper, that fiat dollar, and get some real money. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Gold is always one of the fundamentals of gold is a hedge against inflation. Even though we hear daily or weekly or monthly from the Federal Reserve and governments talking about the target of 2% inflation. Well, you know, grocery prices continue to rise. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics said Tuesday that the cost of food rose 5.4% in June year over year. And that's in the largest increases were for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, which was up 9.7% from June of 2019. Dairy products were up 6.1%. The cost of cereal and bakery items climbed 5.4% last month. Fruits and vegetables prices were up 3.9%. Gee, is there anything there that was under 2%? Don't think so. But the consumer price index for the only increased 1.3% in June. So, I mean, it's just, you know, some of the cost of gasoline, the declines in gasoline, that did help some of the, on the CPI. We saw pump prices fall. I can't believe they fell that much, 24% last month compared from a year earlier. Yeah, I guess it would be about that much. Housing cost increase, medical care continues to rise. So, aren't you glad there's no... Can you imagine what it would be if there is inflation in this country?
How bad could it get? Don't ever ask that. Knock on wood. Never ask how bad it could get.
Good grief. I mean, it's just... But I guess it gives a calm and confidence to the consumer out there for whatever little he has left. And again, I think of these people not being able to work. People that are getting laid off by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, these jobs are not coming back.
And that's people of all color.
People of all color.
All colors, all both sexes.
Yes.
I still believe in two.
And, thank you.
And, you know, there they are in Congress spending money like it's grown on trees. I guess it does. I guess it does grow on trees.
Yeah.
They don't even have to print it anymore. They just make it up on a computer.
Digits, sure. They've been doing digits for a long,
just
long time.
Just pull it out of thin air.
Pulling out of thin air.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one good little report. The U.S. retail sales rose more than expected in June. That's because they fudge them, but hey, we'll go with this report. Consumers bought big ticket items, motor vehicles.
Wow.
And dined out. But the report goes on, I guess, where is this from? Business News. And then he talks about how the COVID-19 cases is beginning to chip away at the budding recovery, keeping the 32 million Americans on unemployment benefits. 32. We've talked about this number before. 32 million Americans on unemployment benefits. Staggering.
Do you remember Harry Reid? Way back,
yes,
when we had this,
sure,
unemployment sky high before, and they were trying to keep everybody on unemployment. And instead of trying to figure out how to add jobs to this country, he stands there and he going on and on, we have to pass this. He says, you don't understand how many people are out of work and how long they've been out of work. I think we do understand. We're trying to tell you, you can't keep throwing money at it. That's the money of the people that are working, and you're throwing it to the people who aren't working. For length of time that goes past what they paid into unemployment, their companies.
Yeah.
And, their answer is to throw money at everything. They don't fix anything. In fact, they just make it worse.
They just make it worse, and you're right. And we're at a point in time where I'm not quite sure how they fix it. You know,
yeah.
My idea lately is once they default on the debt, that'll free up their ability to continue printing, to keep the country going. And they might be able to then create a infrastructure and so forth, but they still have to default on the debt before they go too much. They just can't continue to go without doing that. And it's everybody that I talk to, it's just a breath away.
Yeah.
And this fall is the clincher. We start seeing some of the real numbers coming out of the world being shut down. I mean, you can get all giddy with some of these, with retail sales. You can get all giddy with China coming out saying that they're doing better. But it's temporary. I mean, we've been in a recession since February.
It goes back into what you have explained to me before. It isn't just the U.S. You know, I'm mostly concerned about where I am, but it is global.
Mm-hmm.
This problem, this debt is global.
Absolutely. There was this economist at MUFG in New York, Chris Rupke. He said the road ahead for the consumer looks a little foggy and uncertain, to say the least. July spending faces the headwinds of states closing back down due to the second wave of the virus. August spending is in doubt, because those extra $600 a week unemployment checks stop at the end of July. Retail sales rose 7.5% last month after jumping 18.2% in May. And that was the biggest gain since the government started tracking since 1992. Well, that was all because of the virus. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast retail sales advancing 5% in June. So, again, we've seen the rebound as businesses resumed operations after being shuttered. But now we're going to be seeing the opposite. But, yeah, the extra $600 a week, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
$600 a week. And that stops. So either government's going to come out with another stimulus, another couple trillion stimulus, or these people don't have $600 a week coming in anymore. So we'll see what retail sales do in August, but that's what we have to look for. That's
$600 a week, and I multiplied that times 4.5 weeks, which is a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's $2,700.
I know.
That's a bunch and a gob.
plus their regular unemployment.
And, you know, that was one thing we talked about earlier on my show today was this $600, this stuff that they're wanting to. It's keeping people from going to work as well because they don't want to go to work now. No, sure. I think I'll just stay laid off for a little bit because they're making more money laid off than they are if they go to work.
Yep.
So what is it stimulating? The debt. It's stimulating the debt.
I hear you. And the thing of it is, I don't know what people normally get on unemployment, too. And
well, not what you make. You don't get you don't get the same amount that you make going to work.
No, but you probably still get, what, $800 a month or something?
No, it wasn't that much when I was laid off, but that's been a while. I only got maybe $400.
How long
when my
ago?
Husband was laid off and we had five kids at home to feed, there were 7 miles there. First of all, it took a month or so to even ever start it, a month and a half, 2 months before you even got your first one. You only got $200. Sure. You can't hardly feed those kids for that.
Well, that was in the Stone Ages, Beth.
I know. It was in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, early 90s.
So maybe five, but still, you had that $500 under that $2,700. Was what I was getting at. I mean, it's a nice, you know, and I don't think taxes are taken out of that.
Well, it wasn't $500 a week. It was a month. When I was getting it, I wasn't $500 a week.
Right, right. When I'm saying, you said it was $2,700 for the $600 a week, and then you add on their unemployment for a month, which is, what, $500? So that's still a nice monthly wage.
Are they going to get both?
I thought they did.
Wow.
I thought they got both.
I should talk to my boss, see if he'll fire me or something, or lay me off.
I know. Lay me off, please.
Lay me off, since I am the boss. I guess that might not work out too well.
But you know,
gracious.
We were talking about unemployment. The weekly jobless claims, they rose by more than 1 million for the 17th straight week.
Mm-hmm.
And so initial weekly jobless claims came in at 1.3 million for the week ending July 11th. The Dow Jones had expected 1.25, so it's a tad over what they were expecting. But it was also the 17th straight week in which initial claims totaled at least 1 million. Initial claims have risen by more than 51 million since late March, when it peaked at 6.8 million. Last week also marked the 15th straight weekly decline in initial claims. So continuing claims, which refer to those receiving benefits for at least 2 weeks straight weeks, totaled 17.33 million for the week of July 4th. So anyway, you know, this report is broken down by state. We're not going to do that. So again, it's just signs that as optimistic as you want to be, and this
you gotta
is
be
where
realistic.
We're
it's okay realistic. To have some optimism, but you got to be realistic too. And in that, as we always say, you've got to take care of self. You've got to take care of home. You've got to take care of what you're doing, your family, your community. You've got to, as you say, no, don't be scared. Be prepared.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that. I haven't said that in a while.
I know. I missed it. I thought you would say that on Tuesday, and you didn't.
I was just testing you to see if you remember.
See if I remember, since I am getting older, right? You know, I got a birthday tomorrow.
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
I had one this week.
Oh, that's right. You're a July baby, too. Well, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Just a year older. Just getting older.
Well, I'm just 39. I don't know how old you are.
Well, I'm 39 and a half. Since we already determined I was older than you. How can that be, though, if your birthday came before mine?
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. You too. I hope you did something fun, or will this weekend or something.
Well, we celebrated last week, and it was my cousin had a very nice dinner for me and everything. So
yay.
It was a beautiful, one of the better birthdays.
Good. So, you deserve the best.
Well, thank you. Hope yours is too. And you know what? You know, we talk about gold, but we have a couple of minutes before we go into break. Morgan Stanley is joining Wall Street Gold Rush on record profits. They wrapped up a week. Yesterday we talked about the billions of dollars that these banks made in fees for processing the PPP loans. Taxpayer dollars. Billions and billions of dollars just for the fees for them to process these loans that went to China's military. I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So
I know.
Morgan Stanley,
it's just nuts.
It is nuts. Morgan Stanley wrapped up a week of wins for Wall Street trading desks, capitalizing on the Federal Reserve's extraordinary rescue measures with record profit. Fixed income trading revenue almost tripled, driving 73% jump in total trading that surged past expectations. You know, it's just really frustrating. It's, you know,
it's disgusting,
I don't know.
What it is.
Yeah, the gains brought the overall trading haul for the five biggest U.S. investment banks, the too big to fail, to $33 billion. So, anyway, I just thought the listeners would like to hear that one.
Define one to hear that.
Well, you know, it's just frustrating because you see everybody struggling so, and you just want to see, someday you just want to see someone do something right for the people.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's never done.
No. We lost that.
We did.
That was our pursuit of happiness that was stolen away from us by a tyrannical government. That's what we have, is a tyrannical government.
That's what we have.
You know, we were talking this morning here in the office about, you know, why don't people stand up and stop some of this stuff, you know? And I said, because they're more afraid of the government. You know, like not like the mask issues and some of the other issues, you know, not allowing kids to go to school and the work and all that. I said they're more scared, more afraid of the government than they are the rioters in the street.
Yeah.
Which is proof we're under tyranny.
You're absolutely correct. Hey, I hear the music. We're heading into the break, and Beth Ann and I will be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. We were talking about where we were going to go next on the program. I said we could talk about fairies that fly. That's F-E-R-R-I-E-S. It's the Wall Street Journal. I can make it easy, yes, and fast to travel by boat. A Belfast startup is using hydrofoil technology developed for America's Cup racing vessels to create faster, more eco-friendly maritime transportation. So we could be going to work. I'll come and visit you in my flying ferry.
That would be cool. I thought you meant ferries like in, you know, in the little ferry house and Tinkerbell and all that when you were telling me we could talk about ferries. And I didn't have a whole lot on ferries, but...
F-E-R-R-I-E-S. But I think you have something a little more interesting to talk about DACA we want to bring into the program.
Well,
today.
I had an article from Breitbart, and it was just basically saying that this, you know, everybody wants to know if Trump's going to be reelected or not reelected. What's going to kill him? You know, they all don't want him to be reelected. What's going to kill his campaign? And this says the grassroots conservatives view the DACA amnesty as the end of the road for the GOP, that they're not going to vote Republican if this happens. And I get that. I do get that. But is voting Democrat going to do any better because they're the ones that brought out DACA and insist on keeping DACA? And I don't know what President Trump's idea is. He said we got to make everybody happy. We got to try and keep people happy. I don't think it's going to be a total wipeout of amnesty. I think there's going to be some things to go with it, but I don't know. And my suggestion to people is to hang on and see what happens, and don't go crazy, because we're already on this brink. You and I both said that. We're on this brink where we're just about to lose it all anyway. The DACA, I have some sympathy for the ones that are true DACA. The problem is we have others that are not, and if he could find some kind of way to sift that out, that would be great. But I don't know what he has in mind. I just know that when he said something about making some decisions on DACA, you could almost hear the room go, so, I don't know what he's got planned, but it'll be interesting.
Well, it would be nice if they did put that to bed.
Yes. Let's get it out of here.
Get it out of here. Get it done. Even President Obama has said when he created it that it wasn't constitutional and that he'd let the next president deal with it. So this president does need to deal with it and does need to bring it to an end. And I don't understand why they... I don't know if they're still... Are they still using DACA, or is this just the...
I think it's what's hanging in there.
Just what's hanging in there.
They haven't done anything to get them all out or give them all amnesty. They haven't done anything. I think it's just this elephant in the room that's not going to go away until we do something with it. And DACA, even with Obama, it was not meant to be forever. It had a time limit on it. I don't know the verse. I don't have the DACA in front of me to see what it said, the documents, but it wasn't supposed to be forever. Those that were in that situation were supposed to make some kind of an effort to become a citizen was my understanding. And so if they didn't, then they're still just walking around as illegal aliens. Then something needs to be done. You know, do you want to be a part of this country or not? And then again, you know, you have to have a little bit of sympathy. If somebody's been in this country pretty much all their lives, this is all they know. So what are you going to do? So something needs, there needs to be a decision made. Something needs to be done. And like I said, I don't know chapter and verse of what was written and what really should or shouldn't, what really was said or not said in the documents of DACA, but it does need to be dealt with.
It does.
It's but a chain.
I can't see how anybody
chat.
Would hold that against. It's hard to believe anybody would hold that against Trump, though, because he does have to do something with it.
Yeah, he's got to do something with it. But, you know, that was part of why he got reelected, was to deal with this immigration issue. And he's had so many battles, it's just been unreal. And you know how a president ages once they take presidency?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that with him so much. It's like the battle in energizes him or something.
Well, no, that's because he's a billionaire and he has all the...
He doesn't have to worry about it.
He has all the magical creams and things that we can't afford to make you look young.
Right.
Facelifts.
Well, I don't know. Has he had a facelift? Didn't look like he's had a facelift to me, but he might have some things done. I don't know. Now, you know, that's what Pelosi did while she was quarantined. That was obvious. You couldn't get your knee replaced, but by golly, she got her face replaced.
I'll tell you. But, no, I don't, you know, it's, I don't know, when you're over 70, I don't think you see the aging as quick as you do when you're younger.
Well, that may be
and,
correct.
You know, when you go in with dark hair, you come out with white hair. If you go in with gray hair or yellow hair or orange hair, it stays the same.
Orange,
so
whatever.
I don't think you see the changes as much if you're older.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. But
I think that's
hopefully it's
true.
Just because he's healthier. But then you wanted to talk about this big tech.
Yeah, Attorney General Barr made a comment, and I guess he had a live chat today. I don't know. I didn't see it. I just saw the article on it. It says that he's slamming Hollywood and the big tech for kowtowing to communist China over profits. Says Attorney General Barr called out corporate America, including Hollywood and big tech, for kowtowing to Beijing for the sake of profits in a speech highlighting the communist regime's threats to U.S. freedom and prosperity. For the sake of the short-term profits, American companies have succumbed to the Chinese influence, even at the expense of freedom and openness in the United States. He said every year the Academy Awards, Americans are lectured about how this country falls short of Hollywood's ideals of social justice. But Hollywood now regularly censors its own movies to appease the Chinese Communist Party, the world's most powerful violator of human rights. And he gave, I didn't see this movie, but he gave World War Z as an example. I guess they had an apocalypse in that, and the virus that took place came from China, and they made them change that. Hmm. And they did. So we have so much corruption. It just, you know, I would never listen to Hollywood. I remember when my kids were little, you had these Hollywood stars. They came out with their after-school moments on TV, you know.
Sure.
So if there's one person... One sect of people that I would not want advising my children on how to live, it'd be Hollywood. They'd be one of the first ones. Stay away from my children. You're not going to tell my children how to live and how to be good people because you're not good people. And I know that's saying that across the board, and that's not nice, but Hollywood has this persona of just telling us how to live while they're in their ivory palaces with
true.
Their walls around their homes.
Very true,
so... Anyway, that's what he was doing today, and I missed the live feed of it, but I got the article afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to hear talk, discussions, whatever you want to call it, of something that you. And we've been talking about, you know, the Hollywood scene, how, the, you know, the corruption, the how they steer our children's lives.
Insanity. Yeah.
Pardon?
The insanity, the vulgarness that comes out of Hollywood.
Absolutely. And, you know, and now, I mean, most, you know, some of these big companies are Hollywood is owned by China.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can barely watch movies anymore. And I love movies. I love watching movies. But there's so few wholesome movies to where there's no cussing or swearing or nudity or...
We go back to the cowboy movies. My husband loves the cowboy movies, and we've got cable, I guess, for black, knowing what to call it. And I always tease him about the 24-hour cowboy shows. And, you know, it's Randolph Scott and Audie Murphy and John Wayne and those. And, you know, it's they're wholesome. They're good. You don't have to worry when the grandkids come. Well, some of John Wayne's movies got a little violent later on. But you wouldn't want to watch. One of my favorites is Big Jake. I guess I wouldn't want my little bitty grandchildren watching that. But they always
well,
have
now,
good
you know,
evil.
John Wayne anymore is not a good character. I mean, they want to change the name of his airport.
That is just nuts. That is just nuts. And I'm going to actually have the head of his museum on next week. And that didn't come. That came, actually, I booked that before all this other came out about John Wayne. So we're gonna have a cowboy show next Thursday on CSC Talk Radio.
Well, how fun is that? How'd that happen?
I did it. That's the good thing about being a boss. Every now and then we just go to the cowboy shows because we like the American cowboy, or the cowboy is the American character, and it's unique to America. Nobody else can claim the cowboy, and it's unique in many ways. But it's always in the movies. It's a good vet versus the evil, and it's writing for the brand. And there was a quote that I ended up putting it in my speech in Wyoming from the Virginian that I saw, and it simply said, if you see a wrong, you fight it. If you don't, you become part of it. Mm. And it's really true.
It really is true.
And it's the cowboys are kind of my thing at the house. We watch a lot of cowboys.
I know. You made me watch the one with Tom Selleck.
That was a good one. That was the Quigley Down Under?
Quigley Down Under.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you would really like the Sacketts. The Sacketts is real good. It's got Sam Elliott in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as this program's over, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you call your gold. I call in and buy your gold and silver. I got to go watch a cowboy movie.
You do.
But, you know, we just have about 3 minutes left of the program. I don't know if there's there was... I can probably talk about this tomorrow, but there was the professor whose formula predicts bankruptcies has a big warning. Of course, we all know. He says this year's spate of mega bankruptcies is just getting started. He was, I don't know if this shows his name here. It just says his name is Altman, Edward Altman. And he developed one of the best known formulas for predicting corporate insolvencies. And this is what he's warning, the mega bankruptcies. And he's talking about American companies with liabilities exceeding $1 billion. There's been 30 of them already that have filed for Chapter 11 since the start of January. And he's looking for that number to top 60 by the year end, after businesses have piled on debt during this pandemic. And you know, this is how the rest of this year, there was a huge buildup in corporate debt by the end of 2019, and he thought the market would gain some much-needed deleveraging. He says now it seems like companies, again, are exploiting what seems to be a crazy rebound, and this is exactly what it is, the crazy rebound. And so, again, someone who follows bankruptcies and $1 billion companies, and there's been, over 100,000 businesses that have closed but these are companies with $1 billion that have filed Chapter 11.
And we know we went into a recession. What was his last name again?
Pardon?
What was his last name again?
Altman.
Okay.
And he said that some of the debt sold kicks the can down the road. And this is what this country's been doing for years, just kicking the can down the road. And so, again, this is how this year is going to end. I hope he's wrong. It'd be nice if he was wrong. What, Beth?
I said I hope so, too.
But I think he's more right. But we'll see.
Well, you know, with all that... with all that's happened and is continuing to happen with the governors and mayors that aren't allowing things to open back up, I don't see how it could go. I don't see how it can be good. I really don't.
Even before they started
you can't
shutting
pull money
it down,
out of thin
it
air.
Wasn't going to be good.
Right.
And now it's only added more to it. So.
Right.
Thank you. We're out of time.
Oh my goodness! Already.
I know. So we will talk again on Tuesday, and I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So, listeners, please be safe out there, and good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.